5 sleeps to go. I can see the people with the calendars ticking off and the countdown is getting ready. Now, some of you I know have finished school this week, and I hope it's been a good finish and you're enjoying being on holidays. And for all of those that are teachers, you have a well-deserved rest. We've got a few in church this morning, so that's really good to know that you can enjoy your break. And for all those that did homeschooling, you too deserve a break for those teachers that were at home. Now, I know that some of you too are counting the days until you get some time off from work. A lot of people get a break between Christmas and New Year, and that will be really, really special. Enjoy them, every one of those days. And many of us are so looking forward, I know I am, to having time with family and friends, people we have not seen for a long time, and I'm very thankful that as of today, we will still be together. For many, 2020 will go down as a year of turmoil, upheaval, and life out of our comfort zone. And this morning, we have lit the peace candle. If ever we longed for peace, this may well be the year. I want to say thanks to Ben this morning for our Bible passage that he read. Oh, so good to see you, Ben, and to know that even in Germany, you are still connected to Ringwood Community Church. There are quite a few people that have moved house this year and have not been able to connect with the church, and we're so glad that you've been listening too to our live streaming, and it's great to have you with us. And maybe you've just flicked on today and this is your first time with us. We're glad that you're part of our live streaming, along with the host of people that have joined us this morning. Blessings upon you all. One of the very well-known carols that we often sing at Christmas time is about the shepherds. We heard two more modern carols this morning, and still they were talking about the shepherds. It was just like any other night. They were out in the fields watching the sheep in the dark when they had a visit from an angel. How precious is that? I think it would have rocked their socks off them. Not the usual thing that happened when you're on night duty caring for the sheep. And suddenly, a messenger of the Lord stood in front of them, and the darkness was replaced with glorious light, the shining light of God's glory, and they were terrified. Do you blame them? No, I'm sure any one of us would have been exactly the same. And the opening words of the angel were to them, "Do not be afraid." What a great verse of comfort that was to them. And the angel wanted to bring them good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, that's Bethlehem, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You'll find that baby wrapped in cloths, not a nice little onesie, just a little wrapping, and lying in a manger. Well, that angel was then joined with a great host of heavenly beings singing, and they praised God. Well, what did they sing? It wasn't the Hallelujah chorus. It was glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to man upon whom his favour rests. Now, the response of the shepherds was immediate. I love that way in the children's story. The shepherd said to the sheep, "Now, stay there." Any farmers here that have looked after sheep that you can say that, and they do? This was a very special night, so maybe it happened just like that. But off they went from the hills down into the town of Bethlehem to find this baby that the angel had told them about. They had the sign, he would be in a manger, and indeed he was. Jesus' first visitors were not ambassadors, dignitaries, or wealthy landowners. The first to pay homage were simple shepherds, minimum wage earners, those working in the ancient agrarian economy. They had little to no status in this world. They were the humble and the poor whom God was now raising up to receive a heavenly message and to have an audience with the great king. And what did they do when they left? Well, they spread the word of Jesus to all who heard, and the people who heard it were amazed at their testimony. Well, what a message was given by the angels out on that hillside. And this morning, I just want to have a look as we think about peace. Have you ever seen an angel? I don't think I have. I've got two at home in my little Christmas decoration box. And this one sits on the top of the Christmas tree. It's a very precious little one. She's got a porcelain, I say she because it looks like a girl. She's got a little porcelain face and little tiny porcelain hands, and she looks quite beautiful on the top of the tree. I have another one that I've had for over 40 years, and this was sent to me when I lived on an Aboriginal mission with a lot of children, and it's rather beautiful. When you wind her up, she sings, I don't want to wind her up too long, she sings a little song and she turns around. Now, I wonder what angels actually look like. Are they dressed in pink or dressed in gold? Not so sure about that, are we? And the reason is, unless you've seen one, it's hard to know. The Bible, however, does speak about angel. And today's Bible reading includes not just one, but a whole host of angels. In fact, some commentators say there was over 1,000 angels in the sky that night. Oh my. And we do know that they lit up the night sky. There was a radiance about them. I guess that's where my little gold angel maybe is a little more to what it might be like. Angels are created by God and are used by God to give messages to his people. And they're also used for God's service. Sometimes angels appeared to people and told them something special that God wanted them to know. And sometimes people knew they had seen an angel, and you know, sometimes they didn't. They looked just like ordinary people, and they didn't even realize an angel was there. So maybe I have to say, I'm not sure if I've seen an angel or not, because maybe one was there and I didn't know. The Bible says that sometimes people have given hospitality to people, to angels, unaware and not known. Many times, however, angels are seen as praising and worshipping God. And that's why so often in a cartoon we see the form of an angel, big wings, playing a harp and singing. It's the symbolism that comes through on that. Angels are not to be worshipped. Their job is to point people to Jesus, to God, who is indeed to be worshipped. And I just would say one little word of caution. Make sure that what you believe about angels is based on God's word. Some of the cartoons and the visuals, and even my little pink fluffy angel that plays and sings around, are actually more myth than truth. So stick to the right thing. Now to the angels who visited the shepherds. What an exquisite sound that must have greeted their ears when that immense celestial choir broke forth along with the angelic messenger. As the entire host of angels lit up that night sky and broke forth into a thrilling song of rejoicing. The first thing they sang about was glory to God. A very necessary preliminary to real peace on earth. The angels are saying that God will bring peace on whom his favour rests. The emphasis is on God, not on man. And peace here means peace between God and man when we know that our sin is forgiven. The good news that this angelic choir delivered was for all humanity. For God so loved the whole world so much that he gave his only Son into the world to be the sacrifice for the sin of the world, so that everyone in the world who believes on him would know their forgiveness of sin and receive life everlasting. Last week, Phil shared about the love candle and talked so much about that. And if you weren't with us last week and you'd like to hear that message or any one of the others on hope and faith, then log in to YouTube. Maybe that's where you are this morning, and you will find the four previous ones that we've had on Advent, or you can go to the RCC webpage and you can listen to the message. The word that was shared on the Bethlehem hillside was good tidings, which spoke of joy to mankind, and the peace on earth was for a particular group of people. God has promised peace to men with whom his favour rests, the people that the Lord is well pleased with. And Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 explains clearly, when we have faith and believe in Jesus, we have peace with God. How do I get justified? Well, God did it all when he took away the penalty of sin when Jesus died on a cross. You can't think about Christmas without thinking about Easter. And even in the carols that we saw before in our worship time, we saw that the baby was born to die as a man, and that's what we were thinking about. I am so thankful that my parents sent me to Sunday school to learn about Jesus. And when I was just 10 years old, I asked Jesus to be my Lord and Saviour and to forgive my sin. And he has been with me every day since. And I know that when my life is over, I will be with him in heaven. When we have peace with God, then the peace of God is available to us. What a powerful influence this is in our life. It's a visible influence to us and to others. This week, in my role here in the church with pastoral care, I have met with a number of people who are experiencing tough issues in their life. Many have verbalized to me how the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, has guarded their hearts and their minds. And it's moved them from a truth simply read in the Bible to a power within them. And it's changed their behavior and their mindset. You know, that sort of peace can't be fathomed, but it can be seen. One person has got job issues. They said to me, "It's no good worrying, Kay. That won't change a thing." "I have a peace," they said to me, "to trust God for what is ahead in my job." And as we chatted there, there was no anxiety or concern about what might be, but there was a calmness and an inward peace that definitely surpasses all understanding. Another person was grieving over a loss. They wept with me and then shared how the peace of God they know and the hope of heaven and how real that was to them. Yes, sorrow and pain, very evident, but within a peace that was so obvious to see. You know, peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. When you are controlled by God, you will see that peace in your life. In the midst of the deepest storms, when you could be thrown from pillar to post, there will be a calmness within your life that will sustain you. There might be one trouble upon another stacking up in your life, but the peace of God will be holding you strong. As God answers your prayer and gives you peace, I want to encourage you to share those stories with others. It will so encourage them in their time of trouble. And this week, someone sent me a text and shared their story of struggle and pain and how they had gone through that process during this past year. And they had come out at the other end of that journey. And they'd seen there was light and there was hope. And they met up with a work colleague that was in almost an identical situation to what they had been in. And they shared their story with them. And it gave that person hope to know that somebody else had walked that journey. How good is that? Our stories, our personal stories of God at work do encourage others. I want to also let you know that we're going to do a series of testimonies in January about how you came to faith and the impact that that has had upon your life now. And if you'd like to do a little 5-minute chat or even less, then please let me know. If you need help to record it, I can help to sort that out. Just ring me or send me an email and let me know, and we'd love to slot you in because your experience will help all of us. You know, that peace that you have with God and from God is to be lived out with those around you. This Christmas, you will likely meet up with family. Maybe you haven't seen them for a while, and it might be not quite so easy to live in peace with them. I think it's very appropriate that we just pause and think about that today, because your family is no different to most of us. It's not always easy to get on with everybody. But you know, God longs for us to be making every effort to live in peace with all every day. There are many verses in the Bible that clearly call us to know this. And yes, I know it might be tough for you in your family to do that, but I want to encourage you right now, with 5 days to go to Christmas, to begin to pray about that particular need. It may be not be in your family. It might be you've got a problem in your workplace or with your neighbours or wherever you are challenged about living in peace, to start to pray. And it will amaze you to see how God can work in your heart first as you pray and open doors for you to reach out to others in peace. And yes, it takes effort. You will need to keep on working at this. But in God's strength, it will be different. Make a real point of doing it in God's strength. When I was beginning the preparation of this message, I did a search of peace in the Bible. Wow. So many places you read of peace in the Old and the New Testament. 420 times peace is mentioned. I began to realise that often peace is not alone. It has other words with it. Think for a moment of a Bible verse you might know that speaks of peace. There's peace and grace. Peace and love. Peace and joy, peace and rest, peace and mercy, peace and thankfulness, peace and sleep, and so many more. In fact, in this Hebrews verse, Hebrews 12:14, that I've got up here, The rest of the verse goes like this. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Wow. When you add holiness to the peace mix, that will make a very big difference. It'll make a big difference as to maybe how you answer someone, as to how you treat someone, if you are going to reflect holiness with your peace. Think about that. Yes, you'll have to put a bit of effort into it. And when you are called and need to show peace, make an effort to live in peace with all men. I'm sure Christmas Day, wherever you might be, if that's your area of pricklishness, may well be different. Do you have peace with God for eternity? Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour? The baby in the manger lived to be the Lord who died on a cross for our sin, to provide a way for us to have relationship with God. Oh, make this Christmas your very best ever that will give you eternal life by accepting God's peace. If you're listening today on the live stream, the address will come up, the email address for the church. You send off an email and we will reply to you and encourage you in your journey of faith. And for those that are here with me at church this morning, talk to someone. Come and chat to me after the service. Talk to anyone you know that has peace with God. It'll be their joy to share that with you. Do you need to know more of the peace of God in your life to help you in those tough places that you are facing? The Holy Spirit wants to speak to you from God's word. Can I encourage you this morning to spend just 5 minutes a day reading the Bible and talking to God about your needs and asking Him for His help? And you will know the peace of God in an increasing measure. You may well find that your worries and your concerns decrease as you do this. Your situation may not change. This is not a magic wand that gets waved. But you know what will change? Your attitude. And that can make a powerful difference. I was doing a Bible study with someone last week and we looked at this verse. It just was in part of the readings that we had. Psalm 119 and verse 165. Great peace to those who love the Bible. Great peace. If you have a hankering for peace, even great peace, then you need to be knowing what the God of peace has to say. And you'll find that by reading His word and by talking to your Heavenly Father in prayer. Are you living in peace with those around you? Are you a beacon of peace that people turn to when their life is frazzled and frayed? You know, God's gift of Christmas peace is for every day of our life. It does not get packed away in the Christmas decoration box and come out next year on December 1st like my little angels. God's gift to you, is Christmas peace every day. Let's just pause and we'll pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning that I have peace with God. And as your born again child, I know I belong to the family of God. I want to praise your holy name, that both peace with God and the peace of God is available to all who have placed their faith in Jesus. And for all, Lord, today, who are in a dark place right now, may they know more of your peace in their life. And help me, Lord, to make every effort to live in peace with all men. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.